The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed stays, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day. In looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. The Gospel of the Lord. As Catholics, we believe in a very beautiful doctrine which is called the Communion of Saints. And that means that we can pray to saints and they can pray for us and they bring our prayers to God. Very consoling doctrine which manifests the great extensiveness of our family because the Church is basically family. Family upstairs, family on the ground floor, and family downstairs. Okay, if you like that image. Okay, heaven, purgatory, and we here on earth. Of all the saints, the greatest of all the saints, obviously, is Saint Joseph, who we celebrate today. And Saint Bernardine of Siena, in the Liturgy Hours, points out the reason why. Is that everyone who's given a vocation is given a grace, sufficient grace to be able to carry out their vocation. For example, I cannot be a good husband and father because I'm not married. It would be impossible for me to do that. But I can be a good priest. I can be a holy priest, I can become a saintly priest if I correspond to the graces that God gives to me. So Saint Joseph was given a double vocation. And one of the offices even more sublime than the other. Saint Joseph was called to be the spouse of the Mother of God. Can you think about that? The husband of the Mother of God. That's sublime, isn't it? But he had an even greater office, and that was to be the Father of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Therefore, with such a sublime mission, God will give him commensurate or corresponding graces to be able to carry that out. So, if you people do not have devotion to St. Joseph, now's the time to get it. It's his feast day. Now's the time to get it. So I'm going to be praying for you, if you don't have devotion to St. Joseph, that hopefully tonight, St. Joseph will become someone very, very dear to you. The title for St. Joseph are so many. I'd like to go through briefly three of them, and hopefully these three titles of Saint Joseph will encourage you to pray more to him. First title is what Saint Teresa of Avila gives to Saint Joseph. Saint Teresa of Avila, who is one of the few women doctors of the Church, says that Saint Joseph is the master of the interior life. This we read in her classic, what is called La Vida, or The Life. Now, what does the master of the interior life mean? I mean, he is the great teacher of prayer. If you find your prayer life is stultified or stagnant, is not really growing, you seem to be like a hamster in one of those wheels. You see those hamster gerbils, they kind of go around and around. Or maybe you've been on a treadmill. I have a definition for a treadmill. Going nowhere fast. You're walking, no? You're really going nowhere fast, no? Maybe you are a spiritual hamster, a spiritual gerbil. Seems if you're not going anywhere in your prayer life. Well, hey, why don't we ask St. Joseph tonight to pull you out of that rut? Pull you out of the rut. Maybe some of you have seen some of those people on the East Coast that they got their cars stuck in the snow and they're spinning their wheels and they really can't seem to get out. I was brought up and raised with that, no? Well, maybe you're kind of spinning your wheels in the spiritual life. Let's ask St. Joseph to pull us out, that he'll be a spiritual tow truck and kind of pull us out of the rut, okay? So that's the first thing we want to ask St. Joseph for tonight, that he will teach us how to pray. Now, let me ask you a question. Is talking to Jesus prayer? What do you think? Did St. Joseph talk to Jesus frequently? Of course. Is talking to Mary prayer? Aha! Who talked to Mary and Jesus most in this world? There you have it. You never thought of it that way, did you? Yes. Well, they were in constant communication with Joseph. So there we have a model for us in prayer. Second is this. We have all been tempted by the devil. The devil is not a figment of your imagination. Or someone walking around with red pajamas, with horns and a pointy tail and a pitchfork, you know. The devil. The devil's out there. And I believe that all of us are tempted more than we're aware of. Do you ever have bad thoughts? Probably every 3 minutes, huh? You're not even aware of it. You have these kind of ugly thoughts. You ever have those mind games where your thoughts are moving off in the wrong direction? Where does that come from? Doesn't come from the good spirit. Often comes from the devil. So Saint Joseph, one of the wonderful titles of Saint Joseph is Terror of Demons. I love that. Very Ignatian, the two standards, huh? Saint Ignatius is the terror of demons. Now the next time you go to a former exorcism, if you have been to one already, or you will go to one in the future, who does the exorcist invoke to expel the devils? The holy name of Jesus? The holy name of Mary? Saint Benedict? Saint Benedict is also invoked, as well as Saint Michael the Archangel, and who else? You got it. So when there's a formal exorcism, Saint Joseph is invoked. He is a very powerful saint in conquering the devil in your life. So when you feel yourself being tormented by the evil spirit, tempted, call out to Saint Joseph and he'll put the devil to flight. He'll put the devil to flight. And finally, the most important moment in my life, as well as your life, as well as the life of Raquel, as well as the life of the 7 billion people living on planet Earth right now, the most important moment is the moment we die. That will determine for all eternity whether we are saved or damned forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Therefore, we should make a concerted effort to do all we can to pray for the salvation of our souls and the salvation of the souls of the ones we love. So Saint Joseph is the patron of a holy and happy death. Patron of a holy and happy death. Let's turn to Saint Joseph. And I hope and I pray that you people will love Saint Joseph. That you people will trust Saint Joseph. That you people will invoke Saint Joseph starting tonight. And I promise you, if you really grow in your devotion to Saint Joseph, then you will love Mary more. And if you'll love Mary more, you'll love Jesus more. You'll love Jesus more, you'll fall in love with God the Father. So I'm going to end with a prayer that I've said to Saint Joseph as well as Mary and Jesus for many years. And hopefully you'll be able to memorize it. And it goes like this. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give you my heart and my soul. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, make my heart like unto thine. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me in my last agony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I breathe forth my soul unto thee. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Amen.